Now,
the rest of the story. You're looking at a photograph that was never taken. An ironic moment frozen in time. A strange portrait of two men at peace with a world war raging in the near distance. A young American lieutenant and his foreign ally, an older man the young officer has come to call Uncle. It is so quiet here in the hills that Lieutenant John and Uncle sometimes forget they have a common enemy somewhere. Their conversation often reflects this in talk of love and life and art and ideals. Uncle is a gentleman, a sweet man, who intrigues Lieutenant John with his wisdom and his vast knowledge, which seems to encompass every conceivable subject. And there they sit, the mature man and the young one, on a sublime green hillside on the outskirts of hell. They have lived and worked together all of the months since Lieutenant John fell from the sky in the shadow of an OSS parachute. Their contact with the outside world is a small black box, the shortwave radio the young American has brought with him, and thus aided the odd couple allies have conducted complex intelligence operations. And yet what's fascinated the older man more than anything is a wonderful something called Americanism. Your Declaration of Independence, the elder gentleman would say. Now, how does it go again? And Lieutenant John would admit that he could never recall quite all of it, and practically none of it word for word, but it began something like this. All men are created equal. They're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Uncle, brilliant, subtle-minded Uncle, would sit beside the young American friend in speechless awe of those simple words. That, said the older man, was what he wished for his own country someday. A nation where all citizens were equal from birth and had the same right to live and to be happy and to be free. Now I'm going to hesitate here for a second. In the almost half century, almost 50 years since Lieutenant John parachuted into Uncle's world, his identity, even the last name of the young American from the Office of Strategic Services, has been utterly lost. He is remembered, however, in the footnotes of the history of the Second World War as Lieutenant John. It is known that even after the war, the two men continued to correspond and to exchange gifts, and that as Uncle became increasingly powerful in his own nation, the United States remained friendly with him, sent him aid and weapons to help him achieve his goals. Americans were indebted to him, after all, for without Uncle's assistant, Lieutenant John and other OSS commandos might never have rescued one Allied pilot shot down over enemy territory. With the older man's help, however, 17 such were brought home, not to mention the innumerable Japanese battle plans uncovered and eventually undone by Uncle and Lieutenant John. And yes, when on September 2, 1945, Uncle proclaimed his country to be a free and democratic republic, he recited our Declaration of Independence. For the ally who worked and fought alongside Americans in World War II in the hills of Southeast Asia, soon thereafter was abandoned by them, eventually antagonized by them. For to American soldiers he one day ceased to be Uncle. Ho Chi Minh became instead their enemy in the most demoralizing war in American history. A conflict recalled tersely by the name of the very nation Ho sought to set free, Vietnam. Now you know the rest of the story.